Tonight on the Worldview Report, we have a blockbuster expose from an FBI whistleblower who has come forward to shed light on the abuse of power within that federal law enforcement agency. This is a shocking report that you will not want to miss. Also, a renowned oncologist is sounding the alarm about the COVID mRNA vaccines and what they will do to you and your children, even the ones not yet born. We also have more warnings for parents about the Chinese video app TikTok. A former high-up Trump official who served at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is coming clean about the COVID vaccines. They're, quote, like a bioweapon, end quote. And a team of four Italian scientists have come forward and have an exclusive study on the Earth's climate. When they were done, they said they could not find any evidence that a climate emergency exists anywhere on planet Earth. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm your host, Brennan House. Congressman Jim Jordan, the top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, said Monday a whistleblower has come forward detailing how the FBI is manipulating cases related to the January 6th Capitol riot to create, quote, the illusion, end quote, that domestic violent extremism is a widespread problem in the United States. The Ohio congressman said in a letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray that the, quote, manipulative case file practice, end quote, was being conducted by the Bureau's Washington field office, which was instructing local FBI offices to open up cases on their books that were, in fact, simply related to the Capitol breach. In the process, the FBI is pulling agents off of other serious crimes, such as child exploitation. Jordan writes, quote, the FBI's case categorization creates the illusion that threats from domestic violent extremism are present in jurisdictions across the nation, when, in reality, they all stem from the same related investigation concerning the actions at the Capitol on January 6th. Such an artificial case categorization scheme allows FBI leadership to misleadingly point to so-called significant increases in domestic violent extremism threats nationwide, end quote. Jordan said the whistleblower's description is, quote, consistent with disclosures we have received from other whistleblowers that high-ranking FBI officials, including a senior Washington field office official, are pressing frontline agents to categorize cases as DVE matters to fit a political narrative, end quote. As noted by Just the News, the bizarre activity comes as the Biden regime tries to make the case that supporters of Donald Trump are creating a crisis of extremism in the United States, a case he made in a widely panned speech in Pennsylvania a few weeks ago. Jordan said the FBI's shifted focus is coming at the expense of other crimes, including the investigation of child sex exploitation. Quote, the whistleblower disclosed that the FBI is sacrificing its other important federal law enforcement duties to pursue January 6th investigations, end quote. That's what Jordan wrote. He went on to say, quote, the whistleblower recalled, for example, being told that child sexual abuse material investigations were no longer an FBI priority and should be referred to local law enforcement agencies, end quote. Oncologist Dr. Ryan Cole recently gave a talk about the impact of the spike proteins being injected into hundreds of millions of people through the COVID so-called vaccines. He said aggressive new cancers and other diseases are being turned on, that's the words he used, by the mRNA injections that may instruct the body to fight certain illnesses, but shuts off its ability to fight others. And what's worse, these changes are permanent and can be passed down to one's offspring. He stated, quote, with a lipid nanoparticle and mRNA in a mouse study, the genes that were turned on and off in that immune system pattern were passed on to the next generation. Every litter of mice, four litters in a row, that this mom had these gene alterations imprinted after her immune system was altered by the shots, end quote. Take a listen to what Dr. Cole had to say.
Immune system alteration. These are suppressing those important T cells. These are causing them to shift those puzzle piece patterns, those squares, those rectangles, those triangles, what they recognize. The body is being altered and certain things are being turned off. Now the body can't fight other infections, and it can fight certain ones well and other ones it can't. It's altering. You have pattern receptors on your cells, toll-like receptors. Number 7 and 8 are responsible for recognizing other viruses. These are turned off. Now all these other people, why are people that are getting 2, 3, 4 shots all of a sudden getting sick all the time with diseases that never caused them a problem? Why are children getting colds and colds and colds? Because this mRNA and lipid nanoparticle is turning off, and the spike protein is turning off the body. Same thing with toll-like receptor 3 and 4. Those are responsible for keeping certain kinds of cancers in check. This is a problem. This study is very important because with a lipid nanoparticle and mRNA in a mouse study, the genes that were turned on and off in that immune system pattern were passed on to the next generation. Every litter of pups, four litters in a row that this mom had these gene alterations imprinted after her immune system was altered by these shots. Remember that.
Well, this is terrifying in its implications for humanity. So please share this video with everyone who's open to hearing the truth about these mRNA injections. Contrary to the claims of most scientists around the world, a new international study by four Italian researchers concluded there's, quote, no evidence, end quote, of a climate emergency. The conclusion was reached after the study's authors analyzed data from heat waves, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, and ecosystem productivity. Sky News Australia carried a report on the findings. Watch this video.
We have our fair share of natural disasters in this country, and you'd think that we'd also have a pretty good understanding of how severe natural disasters have been in history. But all we hear in recent years is that whatever disaster we face, whether we have drought, bushfires, heavy rain, flooding or cyclones, people instantly say, we've never seen anything like this before. What was the most used word during the bushfires? Unprecedented. And it's broken all records. It's climate change. And I've got to say, as a trained skeptic, I always wonder whether they say that from proper research, history into the areas where the bushfires or floods have occurred, or just from gut feel. We may have found the answer to that this weekend. An international study by a group of Italian researchers has found that no evidence of a climate emergency in the records to date. No evidence. The study analysed data from heat, drought, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes and ecosystem productivity and could not plot a trend either up or down. Now, these authors are not climate deniers. In fact, they say we should prepare for a possible increase in disasters and do not say that no action should be taken on climate change. They're not deniers, but they stated fearing a climate emergency without this being supported by data means altering the framework of priorities with negative effects that could prove deleterious to our ability to face the challenges of the future, squandering natural and human resources in an economically difficult context. So they're basically saying, be careful you don't squander human resources, like maybe billions of dollars a year in lost coal and gas revenue. Like billions of dollars a year building an entire network of underground transmission cables to enable unreliable renewables to hook up to the national energy grid. And maybe they also mean the billions we're about to spend on green projects and the subsidies that they need to exist. Published in the European Physical Journal Plus, the scientists say a critical assessment of extreme event trends in times of global warming found the most robust global changes in climate extremes are found in yearly values of heat waves, but it said global trends in heat wave intensity were not significant. Daily rainfall intensity and extreme precipitation frequency were stationary. Tropical cyclones show a substantial temporal invariance, as do tornadoes. The impact of warming on surface and wind speed remained unclear. In other words, there is no clear upward trend in extreme weather events. And while every fear-mongering greenie is saying, oh, we've never seen flooding like we have in recent years, the report has found the complete opposite. It states, although evidence of an increase in total annual precipitation is observed on a global level, corresponding evidence for increases in flooding remains elusive, and a long list of studies shows little or no evidence of increased flood magnitudes, with some studies finding more evidence of decreases than increases. So much for climate warming killing people already, as we're told in these climate conferences. These are scientists, not green evangelists, thank goodness, who have found no evidence of that.
So there you go. Not supported by the data. Not supported by the science. Think about that. There's an entire network of scientists for hire that are selling us a hoax, a conspiracy theory. And there's a whole cottage industry of billionaires, in many cases, the same ones funding the junk science. And they stand to profit from this hoax. For the record, the Italian scientist paper is titled, quote, "A Critical Assessment of Extreme Events Trends in Times of Global Warming," end quote. And it was published at the European Physical Journal Plus. The researchers argue that, quote, "global trends in heat wave intensity are not significant," end quote. While, quote, "daily precipitation intensity and extreme precipitation frequency are stationary in the main part of the weather stations," end quote. They went on to write, quote, "trend analysis of the time series of tropical cyclones show a substantial temporal invariance, and the same is true for tornadoes in the USA," end quote. They continue while noting that, quote, "the impact of warming on surface wind speed remains unclear," end quote. When assessing, quote, "natural disasters, floods, droughts, ecosystem productivity, and yields of the four main crops, maize, rice, soybean, and wheat," the researchers said they found, quote, "none of these response indicators show a clear positive trend of extreme events," end quote. The other big hoax being played on the global population is that the so-called COVID vaccine is safe and effective. Well, now, some actual facts about the deadly injection are starting to leak out into the mainstream media. And even some of the biggest cheerleaders for the shots are now starting to go public and say, you know what? These shots aren't proven safe. There was never even an effort, by the way, to study if they were safe. One such vaccine cheerleader turned skeptic is Dr. Paul Offit, a renowned vaccine expert at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Take a look at a recent NBC News affiliate's report in which Dr. Offit delivers the grim news about COVID vaccines. Now, keep in mind that this would have been the first time many of the folks listening to this mainstream news report, many of whom are vaccinated, would have heard anything critical about COVID vaccines. The same vaccines that for 16 months, the government has hammered home with a message that the vaccines are so-called safe and effective. Watch this.
COVID boosters. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tracy Davidson.
And I'm Rosemary Connors. While many have been anxiously awaiting the new boosters from Pfizer and Moderna, there's debate about how they'll hold up against the subvariants the shots are designed to target. Today, I spoke with Dr. Paul Offit, a vaccine expert from CHOP, who also helps to advise the FDA. He tells me what many may not realize is that right now, the only information about these specific shots is from studies in mice.
It's not only that we don't have clinical data, seeing whether it works, which makes sense because, you know, we're doing this on the fly. We don't have immune data in people.
Nearly 2.5 years into this pandemic, and new vaccine boosters appear to be on the horizon. The latest from Pfizer and Moderna would target the BA4 and dominant BA5 Omicron subvariants. But Dr. Paul Offit, a renowned vaccine expert at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, who is also on the FDA's 21-member vaccine advisory committee, is telling people who may want the shot to wait until there's more information from the drug companies.
Right now, they're saying that we should trust mouse data, and I don't think that should ever be true. I don't think you should ever ask tens of millions of people to get a vaccine based on mouse data.
Dr. Offit explains mice and other animals are typically the first to be tested in preclinical trials whenever a new vaccine is made.
And that tells you whether or not something is at least immunogenic, that it can induce an immune response that you think might be protective. And it also tells you whether or not you have an obvious safety problem. And then you slowly go into people, so-called phase one trials.
And there's no public data on that yet. What's more, for these fall booster shots, the FDA is not consulting with Dr. Offit and the rest of the Independent Vaccine Advisory Committee.
The reason to consult us is because when you do that, when you consult us, that's open to the public. So we'll get then all the data from the two companies, which then is available to the public. By not doing that, by simply saying we don't need that advice, what they're also saying is we're not going to be transparent about what we have to the American public. And I just think that's not fair.
Keep in mind, this is just one opinion. Others on the FDA advisory committee may have different views, especially considering that time is of the essence in this pandemic to protect people. Also, everyone has unique health circumstances, so patients should choose what's right for them. And while the FDA may end up authorizing these shots, remember, it's up to the CDC to decide whether to recommend the use for different age groups or not.
As Steve Kirsch noted in a recent Substack post, quote, "So, if Dr. Paul Offit isn't getting any more shots, why are you? Do you know something he doesn't?" End quote. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. Years ago, when I invented my pillow, I was faced with every adversity you could think of. No retailers wanted to sell my pillow. That's come full circle. Vendors took advantage of me, and I was copied by China. Well, by the grace of God, I was able to get through all that and learn from it. I have a passion to help other U.S. entrepreneurs, and that's why I created my new platform, mystore.com. We have hundreds of products from amazing entrepreneurs, and to celebrate, I'm going to put my pillows on mystore.com right now. You can get my standard my pillows regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get my standard queen size, regular $79.98, now only $29.98. Or you can get my premium king size, regular $89.98, now only $34.98. So go to mystore.com and use that promo code on your screen to get huge discounts on all my store products. Thank you and God bless.
Welcome back. We brought you a story last week about a strange advertisement that was running in the United Kingdom. This seemed to normalize the idea of kids having heart attacks, something that until the recent introduction of experimental mRNA injections was not a thing. Well, now, a top jab-pushing New York City hospital is doing the same thing, marketing heart treatments to children to combat a massive increase in youth cases of myocarditis, a lethal heart condition that has been directly linked to mRNA-laced COVID-19 vaccines. A new commercial from New York Presbyterian Hospital markets myocarditis treatments for kids. That's according to a report in the National File. Cases of the often fatal heart condition have skyrocketed since the administration of COVID-19 jabs began, leaving scores of otherwise healthy young people dead. We've reported on many of them right here at the Worldview Report. So take a look at this bizarre ad from Presbyterian Hospital in New York.
I've been into fashion since I can remember. But one day I had a stomach ache so bad I didn't want to do anything. The team at New York Presbyterian said it was actually my heart. It was severely swollen. Something called myocarditis. But doctors gave me medicines and used machines to control my heartbeat. They've saved me. So now I can become the next great fashion designer.
And the beat goes on. The National File reports that, quote, while the CDC and federal government tried to ignore and outright deny that the explosion in cases of the lethal heart condition was linked to COVID vaccines. They now openly admit it as a medical fact and also admit that children and young adults are the most likely to suffer. Quote, nevertheless, the American medical community continues to push the jabs and apparently profits off of their side effects, end quote. In other news, the Chinese-owned TikTok platform strikes again. The FDA is warning parents of a deadly new TikTok challenge that involves children cooking chicken in NyQuil, quote, presumably to eat, end quote. This is just the latest dangerous stunt spread to young Americans by China's TikTok. The FDA said in a press release, quote, a recent social media video challenge encourages people to cook chicken in NyQuil or another similar OTC cough and cold medication, presumably to eat. Social media trends and peer pressure can be a dangerous combination to your children and their friends, especially when involving misusing medications. These video challenges, which often target youths, can harm people and even cause death, end quote. The FDA release includes a 25-second video message. Watch this. The health officials went on to say that, quote, boiling a medication can make it much more concentrated and change its properties in other ways, end quote. More than 2 million illegal immigrants have been apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border so far this year, shattering last year's all-time record, despite 1 month remaining in the fiscal year. New data released by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection shows these facts. CBP encounters at the southwest border reached 2,150,639 in August, topping last year's record-breaking total of 1,734,686. And remember, these are just the ones they caught. How many more millions arrive undetected? CBP Commissioner Chris Magnus said in a statement that, quote, failing communist regimes in Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Cuba, end quote, are largely to blame for the influx of illegal immigrants at the southwest border. Magnus added, quote, our dedicated teams of skilled agents continue to work around the clock to secure our border and safely and humanely process and vet every individual encountered. But those fleeing repressive regimes pose significant challenges for processing and removal, end quote. Last week, Vice President Kamala Harris insisted that the U.S.-Mexico border is secure, despite the record-breaking number of illegal immigrants entering the U.S. Quote, we have a secure border in that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration. But there are still a lot of problems that we're trying to fix, given the deterioration that happened over the last 4 years, end quote. That's what Harris said. Texas Representative Dan Crenshaw subsequently slammed Harris for her comments, posting on Instagram that, quote, no one is buying this. No one. The crisis at our border remains, and so does your complete dereliction of duty. I personally invite SVP to come down to Texas and see the reality of our so-called secure border. If 2 million isn't enough to call it a crisis, what will be? End quote. We'll be right back after this break. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. The Burning Platform has an excellent article up warning us to get ready for the next big brainwashing operation. The same people who told us COVID was untreatable and that the only way to save yourself from COVID was to get a so-called safe and effective experimental mRNA jab? Well, they're now telling us that eating bugs is normal and good for us. For those who've been paying attention, this push has not happened overnight, nor has it come out of nowhere. It just happens to be the official wisdom of the globalist World Economic Forum, but we've reported on it here now for several months. The New York Post, for example, recently shared a puff piece for worm burgers. That's right, worm burgers, arguing that their consumption could lead to a solution for world hunger. The article cites South Korean scientists who have, quote, cooked mealworms or beetle larvae along with sugar to create meat, end quote. Then the article aims to normalize this procedure by assuring readers that the protein alternative, quote, tastes authentic, end quote. Dr. He Chu, who is the project leader from Wonk Wong University, said the following about this progressive trend. Quote, recently, eating insects has become of interest because of the increasing cost of animal protein, as well as the associated environmental issues, end quote. Cho added that, quote, insects are a nutritious and healthy food source with high amounts of fatty acids, vitamins, minerals, fiber, and high-quality protein, which is like that of meat, end quote. Well, critics argue that those pushing this so-called new normal will start with crickets and grasshoppers, then move towards normalizing the more controversial alternatives that we've reported on before, like cockroach milk. I still don't know how they're milking the cockroaches. But anyway, celebrities like Robert Downey Jr., Nicole Kidman, and Kim Kardashian have lent their status to the insects as food propaganda campaign, which actually would cause me not to want to have anything to do with it if they're involved, because I think they're nuts. But anyway, according to the Burning Platform, Americans who do not want to eat insects have become increasingly skeptical of the whole initiative, especially after learning that snack foods are now being made with insects. And by the way, often without consumer knowledge. They have no idea that the primary ingredient is bugs. For example, a Canadian food brand called Actually Foods lists organic cricket flour as one of its ingredients. And Canada also recently announced that it has completed its construction of the world's largest cricket production facility. Companies like PBS America have hosted various events about the health benefits crickets provide, along with explaining how eating bugs instead of meat can help, quote, our warming planet, end quote. Well, I guarantee you, you won't find these liberal elitists dining on bugs anytime soon, even as they get paid to peddle the idea to us serfs. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. And as always, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for supporting this nightly news broadcast. We hope you're sharing it with your friends. You can support us by going to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code B66. Please use the promo code B66. We get credit. You get savings. And it's a big part of our general operating budget. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, robes, mattress toppers, and more. All there at MyPillow.com. Promo code B66. Then please go to MyStore.com. MyStore.com is the home for entrepreneurs. Use that promo code again, B66. You get savings. We get credit. You can also go to WVWFoundation.com and make a contribution of any size to my foundation, which is all about using the technology and our broadcast and my conferences and my free documentaries like Brainwashed America Part 2 that just came out Sunday night, which is free at WVWTV.com. My foundation helps to promote the truth of a Christian worldview, to help us understand the times through the lens of that Christian worldview and know how we should respond. And if you appreciate that, we appreciate your support at WVWFoundation.com. You also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You can also make a contribution over the phone by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. And then finally, you can go to WVWTVstore.com and buy emergency freeze-dried food so that when the food crisis they have manipulated and caused comes to reality, you won't find yourself eating bugs. You'll be actually eating real food. You can check out the freeze-dried emergency food that has a 25-year shelf life at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. And you can also order that over the phone if you prefer, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. May God save America. Take care.